Hi, my name's Brad Young, and welcome to Change Podcast. Change, simple concepts that will change your life forever. Change stands for communication, habits, attitude, network, goals, and education. Today we're going to talk about the run of the litter. It's something that's, that's near and dear to me. I've always been a runner. I've always been skinny. I've, had a lot of deficits, a lot of definite challenges as I've, growing up and, as I get older, all those type of things. And so, I can identify with the rut. I was so skinny. I mean, people thought I wasn't getting fed when I was a teenager, but, that wasn't true. I mean, it turned out to be other issues that we weren't aware of. But, when you look at the run of the litter, I was reading a book the other day and the guy was talking about it. He said, there's an old story about what they do when they replace a working dog on ranches. They take all the litter. They get the mating done. They take the litter, and they always put a bow on the run of the litter. After they're born, the run is marked. And so what they do is they go through, all the process of getting the puppies weaned and going through any type of, training, working with them and all that type of stuff. And then they give away or sell all the puppies except for the one with the bow on it, because it's the run of the litter. What they know is that run of the litter has to work harder than the other puppies do. That run of the litter is going to have more heart to just be able to make it. And so, when we look at that analogy, and we look at change, and we look at ourselves, that's something to think about, when that runt has more heart because they have to work harder. And a lot of physical, defects, and I really noticed that us growing up, didn't really understand how many that I actually had, until I got older. And so, we look at that, made me have to work harder and harder and harder and push to get past those limits and to get past, being so skinny, get past having a little bit of mild asthma, get past having these other physical problems that I had. And now, at 45, I'm in the top 1% in so many categories, it's unbelievable. But it's because I was the runt, and I've always had to work harder. People have always felt like that they were judgmental. They weren't curious. And so they've always, seemed to want to discount me in everything and every aspect of my life. And I enjoy that. Being the runt, it's an advantage. When you're the runt of the litter, it's an advantage. And people, when they make those judgmental assumptions about you, what it does, it makes you work harder, because the thing of it is, it's not proving them wrong, it's just proving yourself what you can do. It's so funny. People always seem to do that. They always have these type of attitudes and things of that nature, or people always underestimated me. And I was small, I was skinnier than everybody, but I can handle myself. And the only time I didn't is when, I got in a lot of trouble. And, it was for being, from that runt mentality, because when you're the runt, you've got to strike fast and quick. You've got to be able to handle yourself real quick. And, it's funny because, folks used to come to school, every so often, you got this little skinny kid right here that's just beat the daylights out of this much larger kid twice the size. And that's, still the case today. I've had to continue to work harder just to be able to, be able to compete and be able to handle myself. And so it makes you work harder. It brings out the dog in you. When you're the runt, when you're always the skinniest, when you don't get picked on, you're going to, and that happens. And so, that's wisdom when you look at, what they're doing with the dogs. They're bringing that runt because they know that runt's going to have to work harder. It's had to work harder that whole time. So, when you look at, you look at that mentality, you look at change, it's pretty simple. even if you're not the run, if you communicate to yourself that you are, it'll change your mentality. You know, you'll be able to, you know, when you communicate that you've got to keep working harder and pushing, because there's always going to be somebody bigger. There's somebody going to be better than you, you know, at pretty much everything in life. But if you, you take that dog mentality and you use it and you communicate to yourself that you've got to get better, you know, you've got to get continually better. It's amazing how much better you'll become. You know, even becoming 1% better every day is an amazing thing. So as the runt, you got to have habits. You got to have the right habits. So, I mean, you know, it's like me. I mean, I have mild asthma and I've got sleep apnea and things of that nature. And so my habits have to be strong. I have to stay on top of that. You know, I run a significant amount. People would be like, they're like, no way this guy has it yet. I do. It's very mild, but I do have it. And I have sleep apnea. And so that, you know, it's crippling. People don't even realize how crippling sleep apnea can be. But you know what? I use it to my advantage. I know I'm not going to sleep that long, but I use it to my advantage. You know, do I take a nap every now and then? I sure do. But it makes me stronger. It keeps me going where I can put in 12, 14, 16 hours a day if needed. You know, but you know, having, you know, understanding yourself and then creating the habits that are going to, you know, set up you to win. You know, everybody's not that way. I mean, I realized, you know, years ago on the road, you know, we start off early in customers. I mean, going to see customers all over the country. And, you know, right before we'd all go to dinner, I'd always slip in a little short nap, shower, recharge a little bit, because I knew I didn't sleep much the night before, whether it was because I was out late taking customers out or just the fact that sleep apnea and I don't sleep good. I knew I needed to have that little bit of an edge. And so, you know, taking and utilizing your weaknesses and turn them into strengths. That's what I did. That's what I still do. I'll take that short nap. I get back up and then I'm fired up and ready to go. And I got quite a few hours left in me. And if I didn't take sleeping medication some nights, I might not go to sleep till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning because I figured out a way to balance it. So, you know, when you have that runt mentality, you know, have habits that push you, you know, I mean, instead of getting up and running a mile, you know, get up, run 5 miles, you know, so let's go run 10 miles, whatever that is. And so it's about attitudes next. So when you look at change, I mean, you look at attitude. Well, I mean, when you have attitude, you know, when you look at your attitude, you know, having the runt mentality, you know, that you've got to work harder and be better than anybody else, you know, because you, as a runt, I mean, when you think about being a, you know, 115 pounds in high school and you're early in high school and you got all these 200 pound plus people, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, you know, you're in rough areas and stuff. I mean, you know, you've got to figure out ways to work. You got to figure out ways to be stronger, to figure out ways to put your size at your advantage, you know, look at your speed, you know, figure out, you know, with your attitude, how you're going to be able to overcome being the runt, because, you know, you're never, you know, you're not always going to be the biggest, you know, in any situation, but you got to learn how to handle yourself. And so that helps me today as I'm able to go through, you know, pretty much any, you know, quote unquote rough area in any city, because I'm, you know, I was the runt. I know how to handle myself. You know, people know that. They realize that pretty quickly, and they, you know, so we all show each other respect as I go through different places. So if you look at the runt, you know, with your network, I mean, people may not ever understand, you know, I mean, people don't understand. They see these guys working so hard in the gym or working so hard at doing whatever it is. And, you know, maybe it's because they have a deficiency. They don't want you to know about it. So they're going to work hard and harder with that dog mentality to at least keep pace. But the goal is to get stronger and better. So, you know, look at when you look at your network, and, you know, you want the right people around you, people that understand you. You know, if they don't take time to understand you, then, you know, they shouldn't be in your network. And so when you look at your goals, I mean, the goals of a runt, you know, the initial baseline is just to get up to that average level, okay? But that's not even nearly good enough. You've got to set those goals way harder. So when you already have a deficiency, you got to set those goals way out, make those goals that are just crazy, so you're able to push harder. So even if you don't make the big stretch goal, you sure made it. You know, you made it a long way. I mean, it's like Les Brown would say, he's like, you know, shoot for the moon, because, you know, worst case scenario, you'll end up in the stars. So we look at education, you know, as a runt, you know, you need to, you know, you obviously have to work on your education. I know a lot of people that are, you know, that are small in stature, the runts of the litter, you know, they're really bright people. And it's something that they utilized their brain to their advantage, you know, where somebody that may have been gifted athletically may not work as hard to continue to improve themselves. And so think about it in that way as well. You know, when you look at that, you know, when you look at the runt mentality, I mean, it's something that's going to take you to the next level. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, look at it, you know, with a deficiency. I mean, you know, let's say you are, all right, let's say you're the fastest 5K person in your region. All right, well, guess what? You're not the fastest 5K in the world. And so you got to look at it from that standpoint of, hey, you know, here's the world record. Where am I at? You know, and look and see how hard you got to push, because even if you don't get it, you'll sure get really close. You continue to work harder. You know, you have to communicate to yourself that's what you have to do. You develop the habits. You look at, make sure you have the right attitude. You make sure you have the network that surrounds you that's going to be able to foster this environment and help you get to that goal. And then, you know, follow your goals, and then, you know, educate yourself on how to train and how to do it. So it's this way with everything. So anyway, I mean, you know, being the runt may be an early disadvantage, but it's an advantage in the long run, because it'll put you in a place that other people only dream about, you know. And I realize that, you know, as I make these and as I'm doing videos and doing things this morning, I mean, I realize that, you know, I mean, who works with all these VC guys and all these CEOs all over the world? I mean, you know, I'm so blessed to have all these opportunities to meet all these great people, you know, but it was because I've always been the runt, always been the smallest, always been skinny, always been scrawny, you know, and I've had to work really hard to be able to get up to, you know, to get up to, and being able to compete. You know, I've always had deficiencies. I mean, I have attention deficit disorder, but, you know, on the other side, I have an extremely high ability to learn, so they kind of offset each other. But I have to figure out how to manage my day, and that's why, you know, I'm working on the best version of myself today, and I'm working on the videos and really doing a lot of things to make myself better, to make myself accountable. So I mean, you know, always have a runt mentality, you know. Always have it. Always feel like that, you know, you've got more to go, you know, because the world isn't always sunshine and rainbows, you know. It's a mean and nasty place, and so you got to be prepared for anything. So being a runt can be an advantage. But my name's Brad Young. This is Change Podcast. Change, simple concepts that'll change your life forever. Thanks, and have a great day.